Sleep Time Podcast. For when you're so wrapped up in all of life's little problems that you simply can't unwind, this is the companion that will talk you to sleep. to happen. So listen on and sleep well. Descriptions of bunyips vary widely. George French Angus may have collected a description of a bunyip in his account of a water spirit from the Murundi people of the Murray River before 1847, stating that it is much dreaded by them. It inhabits the Murray, but they have some difficulty describing it. Its most usual form is said to be that of an enormous starfish. Thank you. Brow Smythes, Aborigines of Victoria in 1878, devoted 10 pages to the Bunyip, but concluded, in truth, little is known among the blacks respecting its form, covering, or habits. They appear to have been in such dread of it as to have been unable to take note of its characteristics. Common features, as reported in many 19th century newspaper accounts, include a dog-like face, a crocodile-like head, dark fur, a horse-like tail, flippers, and walrus-like tusks or horns, or a duck-like bill. close attempts to understand and explain the origins of the Bunyip as a physical entity over the past 150 years. Writing in 1933, Charles Fenner suggested that it was likely that the actual origin of the Bunyip myth lies in the fact that from time to time, seals have made their way up the Murray and Darling rivers. He provided examples of seals found as far inland as Overland Corner, Loxton, and Kanaga, and reminded readers that the smooth fur, prominent apricot eyes, and the bellowing cry are characteristic of the seal, especially southern elephant seals and leopard seals. Another suggestion is that the Bunyip may be a cultural memory of extinct Australian marsupials such as the Diprotodon, the Zygomaturus, the Nototherium, and the Palaucestes. This connection was first formally made by Dr. George Bennett in the Australian Museum in 1871. Thank you. archaeologist Neil Archbold also cautiously suggested that Aboriginal legends perhaps had stemmed from an acquaintance with prehistoric bones or even living prehistoric animals themselves. When confronted with the remains of some of the now extinct Australian marsupials, Aborigines would often identify them as the Bunyip. Thank you. witch's bill was described as having serrated projections, each like the bone of a stingray. This bunyip was associated with the indigenous people of far north Queensland, renowned for their spears tipped with stingray barbs and their proximity to the cassowary's Australian range. Another association to the bunyip is the shy Australasian bittern. During the breeding season, the male call of this marsh-dwelling bird is a low-pitched boom. Hence, it is occasionally called the bunyip bird.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.